USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation eased slightly in April to an 8.3 annual rate, declining for the first time in 8 months as energy prices moderated. The Consumer Price Index adding that if food and energy prices are removed, the CPI jumped 6.2%. That's slightly higher than expectations. The Fed Reserve is aiming to fight inflation through interest rate hikes. Just last week, the target range for the federal funds rate was raised by 50 basis points. Senate Democrats are lining up a vote today on an abortion bill that would make abortion legal up until birth. Republicans are expected to block the bill, but Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says at least it will force every senator to reveal where they stand on the issue. Schumer saying he's also okay with protesters breaking the law and protesting outside judges' homes. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Former Vice President Mike Pence is pointing fingers at the White House for skyrocketing gas prices. He accuses President Biden of using Putin's war on Ukraine as a scapegoat for his own shortcomings.
But high gas prices and inflation are not the result of the war in Ukraine. High gas prices are the result of the war on energy.
Speaking at Rice University in Houston, Pence saying that if the Biden administration really wants to help out at the pump, they should get out of the way and stop restricting the oil and gas industry. Republican Senator Josh Hawley is introducing new copyright bills. The Missouri Republican proposing a bill on Tuesday that would limit copyright protections to 56 years, and it would apply retroactively. That means companies like Disney would immediately lose its copyright for Mickey Mouse and other characters created decades ago. Disney has not commented on the proposed legislation. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The White House is defending pro-abortion protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, saying they're peaceful, after the home addresses of several conservative justices were leaked online. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the protests are illegal and only meant to sway the decision.
Now, people say peacefully assembled. That's not true. The message behind showing up at someone's house is, we know where you live. We're going to make you uncomfortable. We're going to make your family uncomfortable. And by the way, there's 100 of us here, 99 of us are going to go home, and you never know if one whack job either here or somewhere else is going to show up in the middle of the night and try to harm you.
A state is letting voters decide on term limits.
Michigan voters will get a say on term limits. On Tuesday, the Michigan legislature voted to put a constitutional amendment on November's ballot to revise the state's legislative term limits law and require state elected officials to disclose their personal financial information. If passed, the amendment would let lawmakers serve up to 12 years entirely in one chamber. The initiative also requires top-level politicians to file annual financial disclosure reports starting in 2024. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Boston Celtics getting ready to host the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 5 of the NBA playoffs tonight. The series is tied at 2 games apiece. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.